do everything for the glory of God. St. Paul to the Corinthians. Now, a little background about what St. Paul is talking about here. As you know, St. Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles. Judaism had strict dietary laws, what you can eat and what you can't eat. Now, Paul's converts coming into the church, on the contrary, they loved to eat. They were either Greeks or Romans, mainly. They were like the Dominicans, to put food in front of them, and they eat it. They had good taste. They didn't require any diet soda or low-calorie food, and they loved pork. Now, this created a problem. Jewish Christians demanded that these newcomers should observe the Jewish laws. But most of these were man-made laws. St. Paul says, it does not matter. Don't offend anyone. Let them eat in a way whatever they want. Don't give them any indigestion. Do not offend your guest. If he or she serves pork, stop arguing about what to serve. Thus show compassion. And here it ties to the gospel. Jesus offers us a new way of serving. Compassion. In today's gospel, Jesus does the impossible, curing the leper. And then he asks the impossible, telling the leper not to tell anyone. Leprosy was considered a dreadful affliction in the ancient world. The lepers had to live outside the city and had to make themselves known to those approaching the area. The leper was unfit to participate with the rest of the community, even in worship. Now, every time that Jesus wanted a little rest, he used to go to Bethany, which is not far from Jerusalem, a little village. I don't know how it was in his time, but I've seen it. It's a beautiful, little, quiet village. And who lived there? Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And the fact now is, but, that the lepers, this was the closest point that lepers could come to Jerusalem. From its hilltop, they could see the temple and the holy city. Jesus, therefore, used to go to rest in this little village. And that's where the lepers were. He didn't go to Lake Tahoe for the weekend. He used to go to Bethany to rest. The fact that the leper approached Jesus is astounding. Much more astonishing is the fact that Jesus touched him. Jesus was moved with pity, with compassion, and cured him. We have an amazing event. Jesus not only allowed the outcast and forsaken to approach him, but he made it a point to see them out. For this, he was severely criticized by the Pharisees and the Jewish officials. It is not surprising that leprosy became a symbol for sin. Sin separates us from God and from the Christian community. But now Jesus has the power to restore us to a healthy relationship with God and with the community. In the Old Testament, God made known his presence among his people in many different ways. To Moses, God appeared in a flaming bush. During the Exodus from Egypt, God showed his presence in the pillar of fire during the day, during the night, and in a cloud of glory at daytime. God was always present wherever his people gathered. And now Jesus initiated a new form of God's presence. Jesus is the love of God personified. He is the complete and the full revelation of God. Who sees me, he said, sees the Father. He promised to be with us till the end of time. If we look at a Jesus who came 2,000 years ago and who is not with us anymore, then there is no relevance in that Jesus. But if we look at the Jesus who is still with us, who is bringing people from spiritual death back to life, who is with us showing the way to the kingdom, then there is a lot of relevance in that Jesus. Now Jesus acts through the sacraments. Sacraments are actions of God. They speak of Christ, symbolize and affect his presence. They tell us of what Jesus can do and does every day in our life. They are the strongest proof of the unchanging relevance of Jesus. I was watching the news this past week, and I don't know if you've seen it, an ad came up. Guess what? Like they do every year during Holy Week, Hollywood is coming up with a film about Jesus. And guess what the title is? Finding Jesus. I didn't even know he was missing. Where they have been for 2,000 years. Maybe he is not in Hollywood. I don't know. A more correct title will be The Unwanted Jesus. If we don't want him, then of course he is missing and we cannot find him. For us, we know that he is with us, especially when we come to celebrate the Eucharist together. In a few moments, he be with us, not only spiritually, but with his divinity and humanity. When we come to celebrate the Eucharist, we feel his presence. He is with us here, and we come in his name. So open your hearts, and Jesus will enter. At communion time, when we are offered the Holy Eucharist, we say Amen. That Amen is an act of faith. We are saying that we believe in the presence of Jesus Christ among us, a living presence, and we are more than happy to be his witnesses, his witness of compassion, of mercy, and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.